Today's scripture is Psalms 105:3. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Today's prayer. O Heavenly Father, today I will bask in the glory of Your holy and precious name. Today my heart will rejoice at the sound of Your name. Your name will be a soothing balm for my weary heart. Your name will be the warmth of the sun and the refreshing breeze for my soul. Your name will be like honey on my lips, and I will speak it reverently. I will listen for Your voice, and my heart will rejoice at the sound of it. I will list Your praises, and I will sing them out. Amen.
Today's thought.
Just for today, think of the glory of God. Think of how Moses entered into the Father's presence and basked in that glory until He shined. Think of your earthly loved ones and times that you have rejoiced in their presence, and then magnify that feeling 1,000 times as you think of the Lord's precious name.
The action for today is to take a few minutes and stand in the sunshine. Or if you can't get outside, stand by a bright light with your eyes closed. As you feel the warmth and sense the brilliant light, speak the Father's name and let your heart rejoice at the sound of it.
Today's treasure can be found in Deuteronomy 32, verses 1 through 3, which reads, "Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God."
Part of praising the Lord is taking the time just to talk with Him. Taking the time to pray and just speak with Him. I'd like to share an article by Jonathan Graft, who's the editor of Pray Magazine. It's called "Get Off the Couch and On Your Knees: A Practical Challenge." I work hard and I have significant stress on my job, so when I come home I need to unwind. My way of unwinding is to plop myself down in front of the television set and watch a ball game. It clears my head and I can forget the pressures of the day. My family seems to understand, though they really don't like it. I try to change. I want to change. To be more responsive to my family's needs in the evening. But often I stay stuck where I am. I suspect that many men and women are like me. The situation is bad enough, but my need to relax affects my attitude, my God-given role as a spiritual leader of my household as well. Even though as the editor of Pray, I possess a strong heart for prayer, I don't pray enough with or for my family. My inactivity makes me all too often press up opportunities to pray with my wife and daughter. I recently determined, that's right, we have to will ourselves out of this malaise. No more! Spiritually, there is too much at stake these days to be passive in the area of prayer. I love my family and need to be concerned about their spiritual development. That's why I'm committing to get off the couch and on my knees. And I hope you'll join me. As a man, finding ways to discipline myself into action seems the best way to go. I want to challenge you to do the same. And here are some of my suggestions. We'll be sharing those suggestions with you in the days to come.